This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. The Cleveland Indians will enter the upcoming season without their star pitcher. The team traded ace Corey Kluber to the Texas Rangers. Terry, Kluber had been at the center of trade rumors really for the past year, so why did they decide to do this now?
Yeah, the Indians always have budget issues and all that.
Right.
And in the end, they even after he had won 20 games, they found that the offers were not particularly good on Kluber. Manager Terry Francona said, really, I don't want to lose a starting pitcher, so they kept him. There wasn't as high a market for Kluber as maybe you would imagine a guy who had won two Cy Young Awards and just won 20 games. They sit there with their spreadsheets,
okay,
and they look at, you know, when guys get to be 30, 31, 32, and they've pitched a lot of innings. Like for a five-year span, nobody pitched more innings in the American League than Corey Kluber. No one. And they think, uh-oh, it's kind of like a car with a ton of miles. Something bad's going to happen.
Okay, too many miles.
Too many miles, even though the car's running great. So the offers weren't particularly good. The Indians opened last season with Corey Kluber. I think he made seven starts, but the last four starts before he got hit with a line drive and broke his pitching arm, he had allowed 16 runs in 20 innings. We've seen him go through these periods before, and then he got hurt. Meanwhile, the Indians are thinking, well, this might be a good way to get $17 million off the payroll if we could find some players to help us now.
And did they do that?
I think they did. There's a pitcher named Emmanuel Cliche. He's 21 years old, throws 99 miles an hour, and strikes out a bunch of guys. So he's already in the big leagues. And then they got a so-so outfielder, Delano DeShields. But really, Cliche is the guy they wanted. And there's also a new rule coming in that a reliever now has to face at least three batters.
Oh, is that new for the upcoming season?
Yes, they're trying to move the game along so guys like Terry Francona don't use four pitchers in an inning and drive us all nuts. But that means it's more important that you have a guy who like throws really hard or in other words can get out right-handed and left-handed batters.
But at the same time, this has to hurt fans.
Oh, it's terrible.
Corey Kluber's been the star of the team for years.
I mean, he is the best pitcher in an Indians uniform for that 5 years that I've seen in my lifetime. And if you're an Indians fan, the minute they trade somebody with a big payroll contract, you just go crazy. Figure out they're just going to cut the budget. They're going to be terrible.
Yeah.
How many games did the Indians win last year? 93.
Okay.
How many games did Kluber win? Two.
That's it?
Yeah, because remember, he got hurt. Their point is they had young pitchers and that they don't think the bottom's going to drop out of this by trading Kluber.
What do you think?
Well, problem is if you have a bunch of young pitchers, will they pitch like that again? So it was one of those things like all they always measure, trade them now or trade them later. Or do you say, all right, this guy already at 21 has been in the big leagues and pitched well. And the other guy, I know he's at least a big league player. Let's just do this right now. And I think the Indians decide, let's just do this right now.
So the other question is all-star shortstop Francisco Lindor, who has also been at the center of all these trade rumors. He becomes a free agent at the end of next season, and the Indians are not going to be paying him what he'll be asking for in a new contract. So is it time to trade him now?
This is a fascinating thing now. The Dodgers have a guy named Gavin Lux. Had this Lux guy, an infielder, been included in a trade, Francisco Lindor beat the Dodgers.
Okay.
But the Dodgers, who are a big market team, they won't trade this kid. I mean, he's really good. Unless the Indians get somebody like that, I think right now they're more likely to keep Lindor. As of now, one phone call could change it all, but I was told, a top person with the Indians, that they couldn't get anything close on Lindor. Of course, other people say they want too much for Lindor. My goodness, Lindor is one of the top 5 or 10 players in baseball. And if you really add in the durability that he has, the personality, the leadership ability, being bilingual, he really is worth his weight in gold. I think the Dodgers are nuts. This is the kind of guy you bring in there, and you might win a World Series with him. But in the meantime, the Indians say, fine, we'll go try to win our 90-some games again, and we'll keep him.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.